The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this fourth day of August 2016. Sitting and watching. Yeah, I've been watching it all right. And when I said this, I was not joking. I have talked to tens of thousands of people over the years. And they're the hard nuts that you knew that loved their country, but the ones that used to say, right or wrong, you know, if you don't like this country, you know, why don't you leave? These were the hard nuts. These are the people that were patriotic, waving the red, white, and blue, and had absolutely no clue as to what the hell happened to our country and how it happened, and more importantly, who caused it to happen. They were the tougher nuts, but even then, at the time, they were saying, look, well, I don't, this UN thing, these UN helmets show up in the street corners of America, that's going to be our last straw. That was years ago. Where are they at now? How much more information do they need? I suspect not much, if any. So what about the United Nations? Well. And this came from my buddy over there at Technocracy News. And I don't exactly trust the Pamela Geller source on this 100%. But what she puts in this is at least as factual enough to get it out there. And Technocracy friend there says, he noted, Technocracy demands civil obedience, whereas American police would be reticent to fire on American citizens. United Nations troops would have no such inhibition. Obama has introduced global weaponry to fight terrorism that's been redefined to include patriots, critics of the administration, disgruntled ex-military, those opposed to the United Nations, climate change deniers, pro-gun advocates, anti-immigration advocates. Internal tensions are certain to rise. On Wednesday, Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced that the United Nations, that her office would be working in several American cities to form what she called the Strong Cities Network, a law enforcement initiative that would encompass the globe. And you know what's on the heels of that? It'd be the federalizing of the police nationwide. They would have to do that to pull this off. Now, this amounts to nothing less than the overriding of American laws up to and including the United States Constitution in favor of United Nations laws that would henceforth be implemented in the United States itself without any consultation of Congress at all. Notice how Congress willingly handed over the reins to fight a war on anybody, anytime, for any reason, or no reason at all. Literally gave that power to George Bush as if he was the ascended king and we were all his subjects and only he could declare war. See, in light of this terrorist threat, which has been cooked up by them all along, you got to have something to fight against. You got to sacrifice in order to win. Yeah, how much have we sacrificed? Oh, God. Let me not even go down that rabbit hole. United Nations is a Sharia-compliant world body, and Obama, speaking there just days ago, insisted that violent extremism is not exclusive to Islam. Obama is redefining jihad terror to include everyone, but apparently the jihadist. So the UN, driven largely by the Sharia-enforcing Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and the pro-Islamic post-American president, Obama, to use a global police force to rush counter-jihad forces. After all, with Obama knowingly aiding al-Qaeda forces in Syria, how likely is it that he will use his global police force against actual Islamic jihadists? I suspect that instead, this global police force will be used to impose a blasphemy laws under the Sharia or Islamic law and to silence all criticism of Islam for the president who proclaimed that the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. Well, I don't think I've ever gone after the Quran. Many people have read it and said, "Oh my God, you know, this is anti this and anti that." And really? Okay. Go read the Talmud. That's anti anything, but if you ain't a Jew, if you're brown, you don't even get to stand around. If you're black, we're going to send you back, whatever that means. If you're white, you ain't going to be all right either. After all, with Obama knowingly aiding al-Qaeda forces in Syria, how likely is it that he will use his global police force against actual Islamic jihadists? Well, I suspect that instead this global police force will be used to impose those blasphemy laws. Now, what is a global police force in our cities? This is exactly the abdication of American sovereignty that we warned about in the book, The Post-American Presidency, the Obama Administration's War on America. The Obama Department of Justice made it clear that it was exactly that when it distributed a press release last week announcing the launch of Strong Cities Network to strengthen community resilience against violent extremism. In that release, the DOJ complained that while many cities and local authorities are developing innovative responses to address this challenge, no systemic efforts are in place to share experiences, pool resources, and build a community of cities to inspire local action on a global scale. The hell did that just mean? Pool resources and build a community of cities to inspire local action on a global scale? Well, so if the local and municipal effort to counter the euphemistic and disingenuous violent extremism is inadequate and hasn't developed systemic efforts are in place to share experiences, pool resources, and build a community of cities to inspire local action on a global scale, the feds and the UN have to step in. Thus, the groundwork is being laid for federal and international interference down to the local level. The SCN, or the Strong Cities Network, Lynch declared, will serve as a vital tool to strengthen capacity building and improve collaboration. That is, local dependence on federal and international authorities. Lynch made the global, that is, the United Nations involvement, clear when she added this. As we continue to counter a range of domestic and global terror threats, this innovative platform will enable cities to learn from one another, to develop best practices, and to build social cohesion and community resilience here at home and around the world. Cohesion and resilience against what? Against what exactly? trying to find the place on the extended story here. Forgive my 21st century. We've got computers that are slower than molasses in January. All right. This internationalist character was brought to the fore by the fact that the Strong Cities Network was launched on September 29th. Not at the White House or the Department of Homeland Security or at the FBI headquarters or anywhere else that might be fitting for a national project, but it was done at the United Nations. And even more ominously, the DOJ press release says that the Strong Cities Network will strengthen strategic planning and practices to address violent extremism in all of its forms by fostering collaboration among cities, municipalities, and other subnational authorities. Subnational and international. Now, the actual press release then quotes governing mayor Stian Berger Roslin of Oslo, Norway, a participant in the Strong Cities Network, saying, "To counter violent extremism, we need determined action at all levels of governance. To succeed, we must coordinate our efforts and cooperate across borders. The SCN will enable cities across the globe pool our resources, knowledge, and best practices together and thus leave us standing stronger in the fight against one of the greatest threats to modern society." What specifically is the greatest threat to modern society? It doesn't say. Oh, that's because it's their war on us and it's their propaganda. They're not going to specifically spell it out. Oh, you mean those ragtag people down there in the United States, you know, that keep complaining about the rule of law and sovereignty and their constitution, those people? Ha! Well, haven't you noticed where our building's been sitting since the enshrinement of the United Nations? It's been sitting right here in New York, right here on U.S. soil. You know, there's clue number one to the clueless out there as to who the hell was spearheading the global governance and their police force. Always run by a communist, by the way. Got to throw that in case anybody forgot. That's why Billy Boy wants the secretary general job, and he ain't going to get it unless Hillary gets the presidency, I am sure. But what is the greatest threat exactly? Remember, the DOJ presser says that the SCN will address violent extremism in all of its forms. It also says it will aid in initiatives that are working toward building social cohesion and resilience to violent extremism. Building a social cohesion is a euphemism for keeping peace between non-Muslim and Muslim communities, mostly by making that non-Muslim don't complain too much or loudly about much less work against rapidly expanding Muslim population and the Islamization of their communities. See, this program is being stalled as we speak here. It's been exposed. Obama has been exposed. And Hillary Clinton has been exposed. You know, Donald Trump, right from the get-go, has said, look, until we can vet people, nobody come. Mikey? What happened here? I'm not hearing anything in my ears. I'm sorry? No, it's got nothing to do with my headphones, my friend. How's that? There we go. Wee. Wee. That's another piece of equipment needs replaced. So, they do the Hegelian dialectic. They create the problem, they demonstrate the problem, and then they come up with a solution. Oh, God. Tom, I don't mind taking your calls, man, but you're like a pinball machine on speed. So do me a favor, slow your roll, make your points carefully, and we'll move on.
Okay, John, good afternoon. Good evening. John, they're talking here in South Florida in the news on the stations, the AM stations, that Hillary Clinton, if she does get in, She's going to have another Muriel Boatlift like Jimmy Carter. It's going to be a disaster. To all the Mexicans are going to rush to the border once she gets in. And the Mexicans are come in, and they're going to have a pincer move. And all the Cubans are going to try to get out of Cuba as quick as they can once Hillary gets elected president within a month. They'll be flooded into and boats will be coming out of Muriel and also at the Mexican border. The Mexicans and all the Central Americans will be rushing to the border to get in. And then I don't know what about the Syrian situation, but that's been talked about in AM talk shows here in South Florida today.
And
Hillary is another Jimmy Carter, and that's unbelievable.
Okay, Tom, okay, so that's the message that's going out. What is the response back into these talking heads?
Well, John, as you know, when that Muriel Boatlift was going on in 1980 when Jimmy Carter was president, they literally ruined South Florida. There, at that time, there was like 72% of the population in South Florida was white Anglo. Now it's currently down to 10%. And that's just a microcosm because they were talking all day on AM radio here that once Hillary gets in there, she'll turn the whole country.
Okay, but Tom, I just asked you a question, and you avoided the question. I said, what kind of response is going back into those radio stations to the talking heads when they're putting this information out? What is the response?
Well, it's overwhelmingly that the people are getting very upset
okay.
if that would have happened. I mean, it's like it'll be a disaster. I mean, people are getting livid. I can put it that way, John. People are getting livid hearing about this could actually happen.
And why do you think Obama was in Cuba?
Well, that's exactly right. And I can tell you're listening on this, John, and you also. I don't know if you noticed, but the Herald did report on this. When a Cuban does come in here for the wet foot, dry foot, I don't know if you know this, but you're going to know it now, they're getting $17,000 in cash, they're getting 4 years of Section 8 housing, and they're getting food stamps and all other kinds of benefits.
Well, hell,
the money that these Cubans are getting for wet foot, dry foot—it's unbelievable.
I need to do. I need to fly down to Cuba and come across in a damn boat and go. I know I play English. Give me 17 grand.
You say that? It's funny you say that because that's what you're talking about on the radio. All these homeless people in South Florida—they're literally having people go around and tell them, "Hey, you might as well go down there and say you don't speak English and you come as a refugee."
Oh God. I was just kidding.
That's how bad it is, huh?
All right.
It's crazy, John, here. It's actually crazy. I can tell you one more thing before I know you got other callers in. Here in South Florida, we don't have one white Anglo male on the Miami Commission. That's how bad this has gotten. It's unprecedented.
You know, isn't it amazing? You're a very hard guy to have a conversation with because you're exuberant.
I don't mean to be.
But you are, and you've taken no steps to correct it. So I'm just going to assume that's the way you're going to be. So at any rate, the shining city, Miami, that the cocaine cowboys built back in the 70s. You mean to tell me there's not even any white people left on the commissions down there?
Yes, I'm telling you that. And I'm also telling you this, John. It used to be called the Magic City because we had Jackie Gleason show. It was Frank Sinatra. All the big stars used to come to the Fountain Blue and all that in South Florida. This was Mecca at one time. You know that back in the 50s. I wasn't born, but my father told me all about it. And it was just an unbelievable place, South Florida, especially Miami Beach and all that. We don't have none of that no more.
I understand.
That's all. It's all gone. As you well know, John, another thing before I hang up, I'll let you know this. Miami used to have a lot of Jewish population. These Jewish people are voting 90% for the Democratic Party. I don't understand it. Like, I was listening to a couple of shows earlier, and I was listening to Michael Savage. He was off the chain today, and yesterday was crazy what he's saying. I don't know if you archive his show, but it's amazing what Michael Savage is saying. But listen, John, this is overwhelming, and Donald Trump's in Maine right now talking about the illegal immigration in Portland, Maine. I have a friend who's up in Portland. He says there's no work for the white Portlanders up there in Portland, Maine.
It's already been projected that Trump is going to take Florida. All right, Tom, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Thanks for the information.
Anytime.
All right.
John, God bless you.
All right, thanks. I can remember the Jackie Gleason show. I can remember being in Hialeah, Florida back in the 60s, man. It was nice. It was beautiful before the drugs and the corruption came in and all the other people of various origins on this globe. Yeah, Florida used to be the retirement. That's why they called it God's waiting room. All the old Jewish people went down there to retire. Where are they retiring now?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia.
The DOG presser noted that at the launch of the Strong Cities Network, welcoming remarks would be offered by the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Prince Ziad Raad Al Hussein, and Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City. The involvement of New York City's Marxist International mayor is yet another warning sign. And here's the deal: assert American sovereignty and individual rights. Contact your representatives now. Exhort them to oppose the SCN now. Exhort them to keep America free while it still is. Now, there's politicians in Washington. That's exactly what they are. But they, many of them have no ill will towards the people of America. But yet they have not gotten together and became a political force within their own respective parties. No, that had to come out from the outside to expose the neocons, the new conservatives, that they extol the virtues of the richest democracy on the face of the earth. Yeah, that would be us. That's their view. We're a democracy now. I don't know. Do we have to hold a gun to these guys' head when they take the oath of office? You know, I mean, how do you compel somebody to honor their oath? Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
How are you?
Hi.
I was going to say, you know, Donald Trump, I knew the other day Don Lemon had a so-called psychiatrist on, and he was telling, he analyzed Donald Trump, and he named almost every mental illness in the book. Oh, Donald has this. He's, you know, he's all kinds of things. And then I knew it for that week. It was going to be, is Donald Trump sane or not?
Mm-hmm.
Now the next thing this week is, Obama already started it. Is Donald sane enough to be able to handle the nuclear codes? You know, they're just working on this.
Yeah. And let me ask you a question, Laura. You can't prove a negative. And what is insanity? You know, in a court of law, you probably couldn't prove to anybody that you were sane, because they would bring in their experts to sit there and nitpick, and just as you heard, bring in the expert and, well, decry your personality points and assign mental illness to all of them.
Right. I look at it this way. He had all these mental illnesses. How did he run such a multi-billion-dollar business and raise good kids and, you know? If you remember, if you look through history in the Soviet Union, this is what they used to do.
That's right.
Anybody who disagreed, they went to a mental institution. They called them insane, you know?
That's right.
That's an old communist ploy.
And I think the word communism and I think the word constitution needs to be spoken in about every other sentence.
Right.
But
right.
Where are those on the airwaves and in television right now that would have the wherewithal to do that? They're not there.
They're not there. I'll tell you, Lou Dobbs is the only one. Lou Dobbs is the only one that I saw on mainstream that seems to be telling the truth.
Well, and even he to a point. But yeah, he's doing this from a financial platform, though. He's doing that on Fox Business. I don't think he's on Fox News, but they bring him.
No, he's on Business.
Yeah, they bring him in from time to time to sit there on the couch and whatever else. But yeah, Fox News kind of, they acknowledge that he's there, but they really, him and Judge Napolitano. Now Napolitano, every once in a while you'll see him on Fox News, but most of the time you'll see him on Fox Business. So these guys.
He was on Fox Business. He said the NSA actually gave the emails to Assange. Yeah, they keep blaming Russia.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was actually the NSA.
Yeah, what did I say the other day? And yeah. Comey could have walked out of his office, walked over there and said, okay, I need those emails.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I'm telling you, it's just too bad there's a GDP, generally done public, because they're going by emotion. It's like that con guy. All they hear is gold star mother.
Well, and Laura, this is why
this
is why I've pointed out over the years of this candlelight vigil, let's all get together and cry for something that we really don't give a damn about. But once you start to pool that emotion and you got 100 or 1,000 or 5,000 people standing there all crying, they don't know why.
Exactly. Yeah, this country's, especially the women.
Go to break. Hang on, Laura. Hang on. Go to...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive.
Get a little crazy. Laura, Michigan, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm back. I was just going to say, they're talking also about this $400 million that they sent to Iran. And they said, oh, we had it, you know, we had it safely tucked away, you know, in a lockbox. Well, too bad they don't treat our Social Security that way. So he's dipping into it. I can't believe they didn't dip into the $400 million.
Well, and it's rather fascinating because I can remember when I was living in Detroit, I wrote into the editorial people there, and my letter actually got posted but severely redacted. And this was the time of the day 150 of the Iran hostage crisis and blah, blah, blah. And I simply wrote into the paper to say that, you know what, the Shah of Iran, the CIA, set him in there. The people didn't like him. They realized he was just a puppet arm of the United States. And they had a coup, and what came in? Well, a hardliner. And,
right.
And I put in that story that, the Shah of Iran, he was diagnosed with cancer. He came to the United States to get treatment, and he parked $130 million in the Franklin Bank of New York. And of course, that part of the story got cut out. But what would $130 million, let me see, over what, 36 years, what would that come out to? It'd probably come out to about $400 million.
Yeah.
But what everybody's hyping on here is that it was done, the exchange was made. See, the Iranians didn't even want U.S. currency. they wanted another currency.
Exactly.
But was it due to the Iranian government? In my estimation, yeah, it is. And that's the interest on that money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
So. There you go. There you go.
I got a little assignment for you for tomorrow. Is tomorrow free-for-all Friday?
No, that's called Open Phone Friday, not free-for-all.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, okay. Free-for-all. Anyway, Fox yesterday was saying that in New York, they've got 31 genders. And if you don't, you know, recognize all these genders, you can get a $250,000 fine. So what I want you to do, find out what the heck are these 31 genders and explain it to us.
That was kind of a rhetorical request, right? It doesn't really require any action on my part.
No, I really want to find out. What in the heck can they do with 31 genders? And how can you get $250,000?
I don't know, but why did they pick as many flavors as Baskin-Robbins has ice cream?
Yeah, really, really.
I guess the Tutti Frutti's are in there. I guess the Rocky Roads are in there. I don't know. That's two down and 29 more to go. Thanks for your call, Laura.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
My truck-driving friend in Cleveland made a donation, I guess, what was that, yesterday? No, that was today. Thank you, Raymond. And he says, where are you at on your pledge drive? We don't have enough. I think we've had so far $3,200 or $3,500. And there are said that there are people that are sending stuff in the mail. I haven't seen anything in the mail the last couple of days. I hasten to say this, but we got a guy selling advertising for the network. Sold 6,000. He kept $4,000. There we go again. And his name isn't Michael Powers, okay? Before anybody calls him, you hired that guy back. John in Alberta, I am assuming this is Canada.
You got it, Mr. Statmiller.
How you doing?
Just following up, but I'm doing great. I listen to you all the time, buddy. Your previous caller was talking about the Clinton camp mm-hmm. making prognoses of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's called projection, because they know eventually that somebody's going to call on the mental stability of Hillary, because we have been seeing these seizures that she's been having on camera, like mini seizures. So I think they're going to try and pin this on like the mental stability of Trump, put it out there so that it kind of gets everybody to second guess if they should say, well, you know, you're projecting that this is the call of your candidate, not Trump. Like some people think Hillary's a demon possessed, you know, and
if she's not, if
religious leaders,
and I'll just say this, John, if she's not, she should be. Because she's the perfect vessel for a demon spirit to possess. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
You know, if you're watching a news conference one day and her head spins around 360 degrees, man, hit the door and don't look back.
Well, it freaked out a whole bunch of people that looked like a press scrum, and she just lost it for about 5-6 seconds.
Yeah, you know, I watched that, and you know, her eyes did not change, her gaze did not change. She was laughing at the time, and you saw a couple different angles of it from like a 3/4 view behind her, that you were actually seeing the press people with their recording devices in her face, and the expression on the one woman's face was like, whoa, what the hell is this? And Hillary's laughing, and she starts to laugh as well, And then she says something to you, and I guess it was a mocha or whatever the hell she was drinking. She said, have you tried one of these things? I don't know if that was a seizure or not, because how it really gets exaggerated is when you slow that down in slow motion. And it was rather quick. I mean, it only lasted for like 2.5-3 seconds. Now, I don't know if that was a seizure or not. I'm not a medical doctor. But, yeah. You know, there have been stuff brought up about her coughing spells and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
One of a couple of different ways she may not get to the White House is if she's actually ill. Okay, she could not pass a physical and get in there. Or Donald Trump gets out there and in his best, and he's got to be on his best, during the debates, that he just, rather than trying to wade through her like he did the other 16 Republican wannabes, that he actually comes off as being solid, sound, not irrational, not overly exuberant, just gets up there and hammers, because God knows he's got enough ammunition he could fire from now until doomsday.
Oh, yeah, and these WikiLeaks dumps aren't helping her out too much either. Like, they've got her dead to rights on the ISIS support mechanisms that she had in place.
But you see what you
need. I don't know.
John, what you need here is a compliant communist-owned press to manage the people's thought processes. Their projections becomes the people's perceptions. And they're very good at this. They're very good at it.
I work in advertising. I know the value of perception.
Uh-huh.
But the whole thing is going to be like the first televised debate is going to be bigger than the rumble in the jungle, I tell you.
Well, and
to watch.
There's another interesting thing. What's this guy's name? Johnson. He's saying he wants to be part of the debate. The libertarian. Mike, is that his name? Gary Johnson? Is it Gary Johnson? Yeah, I mean, this guy, it bothers me. Let me just put it to you that way. It bothers me.
Well, it's a way of watering down.
It is, and you put a third person up there, and the big deal is now in the press, well, who are the Gary Johnson people? You know, he doesn't make it, is he going to be taking votes away from Trump? Obviously, Gary Johnson has not put together a political machine. He doesn't have the backing. He doesn't have the standing. He's got a ghost chance in hell of winning, period.
Yeah.
So is this going to be somebody that pulls votes away from Donald Trump? Or are people just going to look at Gary Johnson and go, yeah, nice guy, thank you, you can sit down now? I don't know.
Well, they're going to use every angle.
Yeah, they're going to use every angle. That's why I'm saying, flip a coin. At this point in time, I would say it's a 50-50 shot whether Hillary gets in or not. Because because as you could see so far, the manipulation and the lying that's going on. And they're desperately trying to hold this thing together. And I will say this, that them going to this extreme, to the extreme of calling Donald Trump crazy, this is their last vestige. This is their last shot at trying to get at Donald Trump. And if he maintains and he gets through this little assault, I don't think he's going to have too much of a problem here on out.
I hope he keeps it cool.
So do I.
Because he's a counterpuncher, and they're trying to trigger him, So I just hope that he's got good advisors right now.
Yeah, I do as well. All right, hey, my friend, thank you for the call. By the way, how long have you been listening to me on the air?
I guess I started about 2006. I guess 10 years now.
And your brain hasn't melted out of your head yet, like melted wax?
No, it made me realize that my university degree was a waste of time.
Well, at least you don't have any outstanding loans left on that one. You're free of the propaganda.
No,
hey, you had to actually pay to get propagandized. How does that make you feel?
Oh, crikey.
Yeah.
No, I can handle it.
All right. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
All right. By the way, calling into the network here, I think the only thing that's working, Mikey, is that true, is the call-in line for the Gettner, 313-9443. You're not going to be able to call in to make donations unless you call in on the listener line. Okay? But, you can make a donation via PayPal. Go to our website. I'm going to walk through this for everybody here. Because there's some people out there. I had a guy call in. Mike, is this true? Guy called in today and says, well, all your feeds are down. Well, wait a minute. He said, I can't hear you on anything. I'm like, wait a minute here. You can't even listen to the live stream off of the website? That tells me that there's something wrong with this computer. But if you would like to make a donation, let me walk you through this. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The donate button is at least on my screen all the way over to the right. Just hit donate. And it gives our mailing address there, but you can donate via PayPal. All right. We don't take America. Is there anything you can do with that screen that we got that we take MasterCard and Visa? MasterCard? Wait a minute. MasterCharge? Boy, is that an old icon or what? I don't think we do Discovery and we don't do American Express. But Visa, MasterCard, we do take, at any rate. I'm sorry, what? It doesn't say PayPal there. But if you hit that donate button, hit the donate button, what pops up? PayPal. That's what I said. Well, that's what I said. What? PayPal can take those cards, but we can't. Okay, scratch that. Okay, we can't run MasterCard or Discover on our credit card machine here. Okay. Well, okay. But if you have an American Express, and most of you people that have those cards in your pockets, you're better off than most people. So go to the webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button at the top of the page. It's that little tag all the way over. You hit it, it gives you a little drop down. Just click on the thing, takes you to the PayPal page, and there is our address as well, Republic Broadcasting Network. Just simply address a donation, mailing it to us, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive. It's two words, Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you want to know why it was called Round Rock, on the Chisholm Trail and a little river down here, there's actually a Round Rock in Round Rock, Texas, in the middle of one of these little damn rivers that is round, that when the rains came, if the water was up over the top of the rock, don't run the cattle because you're going to be shooting your beef downstream. Just a little incidental, almost useless historical fact. So send us a donation by mail. Send us a check. Money order. Federal Reserve notes, while they're still there, wrap those little puppies up in foil. And the reason why we tell you that, because we do have prying eyes working at the postal place. That's right. They like to do this especially around holidays, but they have learned that Grandma likes to send grandson or granddaughter cash money. They'll hold the envelopes up to the light. They see cash in there. Of course, that's a federal offense. As we all know, get caught stealing. That means you're with the government. Nick in Iowa. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
How you doing?
I am doing pretty good. How are you today?
Fair to middling.
Well, I wanted to kind of comment. I'm actually a U.S. Marine. I'm a captain out of the U.S. Marine.
Okay.
I'm a medical corpsman. Been in for 11 years.
All right.
And I've been listening to your show tonight, and you made a comment earlier that, you know, kind of out-assing the AO, you know,
mm-hmm.
and how when it comes down to it, we are going to, our military men and women are just kind of waiting until that point in time when the federal, you know, they come in and try to start taking shit over. Out of Texas, and you're from Texas, so I would assume you know this. I mean, they're kind of everywhere. But we have a group called the Oath Keepers. And a lot of our military men and women are actually part of that, where they're sitting here now, as well as myself, sitting here and going, when it comes down to it, we don't serve our government, we serve our people. So I'm kind of sitting here, I mean, wholeheartedly agreeing with you, going, our government, once they uprise against the people, I think our country as a whole, as well as our military, has enough to kind of solidify and take care of our country.
Mm-hmm.
In the same token, we got to look at it as our government is sending a ton of us overseas right now. There's a ton of us going over. And after 9/11, when we went over, the whole we need to take gun rights away, we need to do this, happened, if you notice, after a majority of us went overseas.
Well, and what would necessarily have to take place if we had, say, reasons to declare martial law, CONUS here in the continental United States? And if all of our boys are overseas, and we have the ability to roll United Nations troops in here, you know, just for humanitarian and peacekeeping purposes, how easy would that be for them to do?
I wholeheartedly believe that if we're overseas and most of our men and women are over there, that it would be cakewalk. Once they declare, you know, with the federal, if the United Nations get this approved, with the stronghold for the federal be taking over the police department, and, you know, Obama or Hillary, whoever, if they unfortunately stay in office, I wholeheartedly believe that it's going to come down to them simply stating the fact that we have the Terrorism Act and we need to, as a government, take care of it, and they can pull it off because the UN will back them up.
Well, I can see a couple scenarios. Did you say you were a captain in the Marines?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
I'm a captain out of the Navy. I'm on a Marine unit due to medical corpsman.
Okay. But the Marines served as the how are you guys designated when you're on Navy ships? Are you security? How are you guys designated?
Well, I am a corpsman myself.
No, I understand that. I'm just asking you a question, Nick. When there's contingent, and there's always contingents. Nick, can you do me a favor? I'm picking up a lot of breathing into your microphone. Okay?
Better?
That much better. Thank you. Now, my question to you is, there's always a contingent of Marines on Navy ships. What is their designation, them being there?
They designate us by, you know, like, so per se, like our officers, if you're having a contingency and you're having a stress, as they would say, stressor with, you know, the naval or as a Marine, you are actually segregated yourself, are segregated to an area where you can work it out with people who have the same understanding. And if you're like way out of line, they throw you in a solitary.
Okay, but I'm at Nick, come on. What I'm asking you is, there is always a contingent Marines on board Navy ships. They have got to be designated as personnel being on that ship as to what capacity that they're there for. What is the official designation of the Marines on the Navy ship? Do you know?
Their official job is to protect as a troop. We don't have any Marines that aren't soldiers on the ship.
No, I got that. No, I don't expect civilians to be running around in Marine uniforms. Okay, all right. Well, the only thing I could say is the entire Navy is full of Captain Quiggs, and there's got to be mutiny on the high seas. Because what transportation is going to be available to get you guys back if you're being shipped overseas? I don't think you're going to be able to jump on a flight and fly back to the United States. So you're going to need to have some transportation at some point to get back to the United States. That was my only reason for asking you that.
Our only mode of transportation once we are shipped over there is we find papers as an emergency return.
Mm-hmm.
You can either get on a ship, which gives us the option to wait to wherever that ship is landing,
right?
Or you pay out of pocket to return stateside.
Gotcha. No, I got you. I got you there. All right. Well, Nick, I appreciate it. And without saying too much here, what is the what percentage of the rank and file that you've been running across actually is aware and awake as to what's going on, and what's more importantly, what's going to be asked of them in the future? What's your sense of it?
I would say that there's a good 60%. I'd say a little bit over half are aware of what's really going on.
And when it comes time, you getting any sense as to what their duties and obligations are? Is it to follow an illegal or an awful or an unconstitutional order? Or are they going to just say, hey, well, look, I'll keep the uniform. I'm stripping this thing off. I'm going to unask the AO, and we're going to go fight.
You would honestly believe, I believe wholeheartedly that people will start stripping the uniform, unasking the AO, and going, "We're going to protect our country."
All right. Well,
they have a lot of issues, even as the military. If I may give you a situation that I've even experienced, my unit, while we were overseas for 11 years, we got the president come in. He did stop by, and he made a comment that, you know, I have a nice jet. I figured I'd stop and say hi to you young men. And everyone kind of looked and went, I figured, almost as if she didn't, you know, owe the troops or, you know, hey, thank you for, you know, serving. A lot of people on just my unit, which, I mean, I'm sure many other units out there feel the same way. But I know just on my unit alone sat there and went, why are we serving under this man? Why? For someone who can disrespect his troops, nobody would want. No one really wanted to serve under that.
I gotcha.
That
hey,
was from our admirals all the way down to enlisted.
Nick, we are at the end of the broadcast. Semper Fidelis, my friend.
Semper Fidelis.
Thank you. All right, there you hear it from somebody in uniform. 60%. Let's shoot for 90. I don't want any collateral damage, and I want this damn thing to be over as soon as humanly possible, okay? In the meantime, your channel to freedom is right here. We're the Ministry of Truth, folks. Please, the ministry needs some donations. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the PayPal button. Hit that donate button at the top of the page. We'll get the phone straightened around and you can phone in. But for right now, either that or by mail, and that address is right on the site when you hit the PayPal donate button.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.